Chapter 11. The Closet. As Carl gently pushed the creaky door open, a heavy silence enveloped him. The first thing that struck him was the scent, a musty mixture of damp wood, aged paper, and a hint of something metallic that was difficult to place. A fireplace long extinguished burst into flames, revealing the interior under soft hues of red and orange. The floorboards, worn and weathered, moaned under his weight, echoing the sighs of countless years gone by. Every step he took felt like a journey back in time. The walls were a patchwork of darkened wood, some boards warped from years of exposure to the elements. Spiderwebs draped gracefully from the ceiling corners, their inhabitants long gone, leaving behind only their delicate, glistening artworks. The furniture, though sparse, spoke of simplicity and functionality. An old wooden table stood in the middle, surrounded by mismatched chairs, their cushions faded and threadbare. In a corner near the fireplace, an old rocking chair sat, its paint chipped away in most places, revealing the grain of the wood beneath. It almost looked as though it might spring to life with the ghostly rocking of an unseen occupant. But what captured Carl's attention the most was the closet mounted on the cabin wall. It wasn't just its size, though it was impressively large, but rather its overall demeanor. The old wood of the closet was deeply scarred, most notably with what appeared to be claw marks. They were uneven, frantic, as if something or someone had desperately tried to escape its confines. Each mark told a silent story of panic and dread, juxtaposed oddly with the closet's stoic and unyielding presence. The hinges were made of solid iron, darkened with age and speckled with rust. Their robustness suggested that once closed, the closet became an impenetrable fortress. Nothing, it seemed, could get in or out. As Carl's eyes moved downward, they landed on a large, heavy lock. It was ornate, its design intricate, yet it bore a worn-out appearance, as though it had been there for centuries, steadfastly guarding the closet's secrets. An inexplicable chill ran down Carl's spine. The closet, with its markings and overpowering lock, exuded a sense of forbidden mystery, a promise of tales untold, of secrets best left undisturbed. Despite the unease it instilled, Carl felt an almost magnetic pull towards the closet. Taking slow, deliberate steps, he approached it, each footfall echoing his mounting curiosity. Close up, the claw marks looked even more harrowing. They were deep grooves in the wood, some fresh, others faded with time, painting a picture of sheer desperation. His fingers brushed the surface tentatively. The wood was cold, surprisingly so, and he withdrew his hand quickly as though burned. Carl's eyes traveled to the lock once more. It bore a monogram, a design he couldn't quite recognize. Entwined snakes, or perhaps vines. He wondered what lay behind the closet's formidable doors. Forgotten trinkets, or maybe something far more sinister.